Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
For more than 20 years, Uncle Lou's Entertainment Hall has provided a venue for up-and-coming artists from Orlando and beyond. Cleon Williams, better known as Uncle Lou, opened the venue on Michigan Avenue in 2005, moving it to the Mills 50 District a year later. Since then, it's been a jump-off point for musicians and bands just starting out, novices looking for a place to cut their teeth in a welcoming environment. Over the past 20 years, its reputation has grown so that established acts visiting the region seek dates at Uncle Lou's because of the club's grittiness and authenticity. Last Saturday, undercover agents from Florida's Division of Alcoholic Beverages and Tobacco say they bought 2 shots of liquor at Uncle Lou's Entertainment Hall, which only holds a beer and wine license. It's a misdemeanor charge. Williams, who is 62 and was born in Jamaica, was taken into custody and is currently being held at the Orange County Jail on an ICE detainer. On Monday, Representative Maxwell Frost spoke with Williams at the county jail. At a later press event, Frost talked about working with state lawmaker Anna Eskamani and ICE to assure Williams is afforded due process. The congressman went on to share a message from the club owner and manager.
He loves everybody. He wants to get back to continuing to help with the art and culture in Central Florida. As many of you know, Uncle Lou's is a music venue that a lot of times will host the small independent artists who have a hard time getting booked at other places. And he said he just wants to get back there to continue to provide that for the community. Even though he's in this really bad situation, he said he's still trying to keep his hopes up, and he appreciates all the love that the community is putting forth.
For local musicians, the arrest was jarring. For some, Williams is seen as an asset to the community, someone who has gone out of their way to foster talent and provide opportunities for performers just starting out. We reached out to members of 2 local bands who frequently perform at Uncle Lou's. Eva Strangelace fronts the hardcore band Mace, and Bree Schaefer sings and plays keyboard with Stiletto, also an Orlando-based punk band. Engaged producer Richard Copeland spoke with Strangelace and Schaefer about Uncle Lou's Entertainment Hall and Williams' role in the community.
I think he's probably something different to everybody who went to Lou's, really. But really, he kind of was a person that was instrumental in getting so many bands, and not even just bands, like magicians and DJs and all kinds of different artists, like a place to just start out, you know, because getting a show at Will's is hard, and, you know, getting a show at some other places is hard, and you can't get anything downtown. But Lou's was like, all you had to do is just send him a text and be like, hey, what days do you have open? And he would send you back a bunch of things, and then you're like, okay, let me pick one. But he was like a father to the music scene, I think, in Orlando, the indie scene.
Yeah, he was actually my introduction into the local scene. I don't even think I had been to a single show at Will's or Grumpy's or Conduit or any of those venues when I was back in college going to Rollins. And I was taking this music scenes class, and one of the assignments was to go to local venues and learn about the music scene in Orlando. And I hit up Uncle Lou, and he took time out of his day to do an interview. And he talked about how he is that place. Like, Lou's was created for musicians of all kinds to, you know, come and cut their teeth and share their art, and that he will give you that platform. He also let us rehearse when our band Stiletto didn't have a rehearsal space, and we were kind of like in between my drummer moving. And so we lost our rehearsal space. He opened up Lou's during the day for us to rehearse there, because that's just the kind of person he is. Nothing but kindness and giving. So giving.
I remember running into him at the store, picking up something and just being like, hey, and he's like, gives you the fist bump. And it's like, you know, you used to run into him anywhere. He's just this regular person that just cares about the community.
Talk about the venue. What was that like insofar as being a musician? The sound, the vibe.
So the layout at Lou's, there's no stage. It's you're on the floor, and that's one of the kind of appealing things about it is that you're not separated from the crowd. The crowd is like right there with you. So you really feel like you're a part of something instead of being up on stage and like looking down on everyone and being like, okay, well, I'm up here and you're down here. But yeah, and of course, every time you set up a show, you have to move everything out of the way and get everything set up. And it's a little awkward, but it's great. It's a great place to play.
Oh, yeah. We played our very first show. It was Stiletto's first show. It was a tribute to Bikini Kill, actually, with one single original song. And I remember we didn't really promote it very much, but even just the regulars who happened to be in there had so much fun. Uncle Lou was so excited. It was my first time performing in a rock music setting, period, because I have a classical background. So I was doing things that I didn't think I was ever going to be able to do because of Uncle Lou's. And yeah, like, yes, it is awkward to like move the stuff around, but it's like, it's part of it. It's part of the charm, and it feels so accessible and informal and raw and real. And it's, that's just a part of it. That's a part of the heartbeat, you know?
That's definitely it. Raw. That's the greatest thing about it.
Talk about the role of Uncle Lou's in the larger music community. You've talked about how he's helped bands over the years, but talk about the rising tide for local music that has resulted because of the opportunities that Uncle Lou has provided.
I know somebody who has spoken about this is Sarah in Antagonizer. Antagonizer is a metal punk band. Sarah, the front woman, she's been shredding at Uncle Lou's since she was like a teenager. But now Antagonizer's done Euro tours for big metal festivals. And she's just one of the many examples of how this sort of hometown, very raw, down and dirty venue avenue is just the gateway into really anything.
And also, a lot of touring punk bands will definitely seek out a show at Lou's just because it's so legendary in the music scene all around the country. So we've had several bands that will come down and be like, hey, can we get a show at Lou's with y'all tonight or something? And they're like, okay, sure.
Yeah, it's always been kind of like there's this like zeitgeist thing about it that has never really gone away.
Eva, I asked Bree about her first time on the floor at Uncle Lou's. Was there any particular night that stood out, a particular band that came out? Maybe it was just one of those nights where the crowd and Mace just clicked just right. Everybody kind of has that experience. Is there anything that sticks out in your mind?
So we've played so many shows there as Mace. I think probably one of the best ones was when we played Florida Underground Fest, and Lou's was one of the venues for Florida Underground Fest, and it was just packed and everybody was excited and energetic and moshing, and just it was really heartening to see everybody so into us and into our message, which is the big thing. So I think probably Florida Underground Fest is probably one of the best things I've played there.
What will the Orlando music community miss in the absence of Uncle Lou's?
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I think of all of the people like me who had, it sounds so cheesy, but like really this desire to experiment and to become something. The opportunity to do that for a lot of people will be taken away. And that is crushing. That is soul crushing.
I agree with that. And I think it's just a sign of what's happening on Mills 50, and we have Wills left, Wills and Indies, but that's pretty much it for like underground music venues.
Eva Strangelace plays with the band Mace. Bree Schaefer is with Stiletto. Both were regulars at Uncle Lou's Entertainment Hall.